But there's this, so I forget we're still only 2 weeks into Laura has died, right? Because this has been so long for us. And so
Shit.
it seems like that Audrey's been missing for weeks. And so it's like odd that he hadn't thought of something that would psychically take him to the note before this. But
Exactly.
I realize it was just like still a day or two ago he got shot, or 3 days, right? So it is a distorted sense of time. Continuing.
I did find it interesting that they're conducting trials at the Bang Bang Bar.
Yes.
This is one of the things that's hard to accept about the reality we find ourselves in, because we always feel like, since we were a kid, we wanted to watch the adult movies. We wanted to do what the adults were doing. We want to have this experience when we're too, whatever. But like, I think you generally have the experience. You know where to look for the, finally know where to look for the experience when you're ready for whatever that experience has in hold, in store for you. And generally, the only times we step outside of that, like the universe has like an air, a self-monitoring system about it that way. Generally, we move past that when someone older with more experience, that always comes with a confirmation, puts us into a position. They make the decision that they're gonna open our eyes to something, or show us something, or do something to us that we're not ready for, and we think that's cool at that time. And they think that, like, well, yeah, I don't know what the thought process is necessarily, but generally that's how we end up in a situation we're not ready for, because it involves someone who made an irresponsible decision that's older than you, or that has more power than you. But if it's left up to you to have to figure out or find an answer or figure out the way yourself, generally that process makes you ready for what the answer is. So when you ask the right question, the answer will already be inside of the question, and that's when you'll finally get the result.